I just met you and this is crazy, but you came out of me, so you're my baby. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Ah, yes, thank you to 00Shits. 00Shits for that wonderful catchphrase submission. Thank you to 00Shits. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang indeed. Third episode of January, and we have an incredible show for you today. Coming up a little later, we have I believe they're a toy maker, but I could be wrong about that. They could maybe they just work at a toy shop, but whatever. Either they make the toys or they sell the toys, whatever end of the transaction they're on, we will certainly be talking to them. We also have a rock and roll legend on the show. That is very, very exciting. And so, packed show. My name is Scott Aukerman, by the way, and welcome indeed to Comedy Bang Bang. We have our first guest here. This is very exciting for me because we have another entry into the exclusive one-timers club. Someone who has been on the show one time. Ben Stiller, Donald Glover. This is the kind of company you're keeping. Yeah, this is exciting,
right?
Right?
Packed in. I didn't know if I was allowed yet because once I get going, I can't stop.
Please.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, this is an exclusive club. They've never returned to do the show again.
No, I haven't yet proven myself to not return.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So hopefully, we don't anticipate that I'll never be back.
No, but I'm saying currently, if you ever are back, it means your career is worse than theirs because you have joined the Two-Timers Club. But
Because
they got so big, they would never return.
Yes, I got it. Okay, yeah.
So you hope to be in the One-Timers Club.
Right, that's interesting.
And I hope that you're in the Several-Timers Club.
But, no, thank you. I'd prefer to be in the Several-Timers Club, I think. Well, maybe not to success exactly, but I feel both can be achieved.
Wonderful. Well, currently you're only in the One-Timers Club. She has an incredible new Netflix special coming out this week, tomorrow, in fact, if you're listening to this the day it comes out. It's called Get on Your Knees. Please welcome Jacqueline Novak. Hello.
Thank you. Oh my God, that was so pro. You know what I just realized? Because this is one of the first things I learned in comedy is when you're introducing someone, the last thing you say is the name, right?
Is the name. Yes, exactly.
Sorry. I noticed it and I remembered instantly this early open mic I did in New York. The guy asked me, can you MC in a pinch or whatever? And I went up and it all seems very obvious. It seems obvious because you hear it all the time, but it wasn't. So I got up and I was sort of like, okay, you know? So next we got Zuby Zuby. And
and let me tell you a little bit about Zuby Zuby. And then you tell a long, long story.
And I just go, this person, they're phenomenal. And then I go, here they come. You know, it's and after the guy was like, so
Zuby Zuby himself was.
Yeah, and by the way, Zuby Zuby, I'm really bad at generating
a name
fake
generation.
Real name.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, I mean,
that's
when
you're making a script in Final Draft, they have a name generator tool there.
Yes,
which I'm terrible at. But
do you let the tool help you?
Sometimes my old dear friend who's no longer with us, Stuart Kornfeld, producer, he once told me that the way to anytime you're in need of a fake name, go to an old Abbott and Costello movie because they have the best fake names
for
their
amazing
characters. Yeah. I've never done it because, but
just to go, it's go to an old Evan Costello movie. It's something that in theory, I don't know, I picture I have this shelf with all the, my box collections, you know, almost
right,
part of being in comedy. You just have box collections of Abbott and Costello ready to queue up
right, yes,
at any time versus going to YouTube and finding one clip.
So where is Zuby Zuby now? Let's see.
Zuby Zuby.
What are they working on?
I wish I couldn't come up with a fake look. I guess you don't come up with fake locations.
No, but and this will be the only thing I say about the Joe Coy hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I noticed he did that during the Golden Globes, where he said a person's name and then he continued on for two sentences. And I was like, you got to say the name last.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wild.
Stop pointing at me.
Yes. Interesting. Sorry. By the way, my Apple Watch is I'm humiliated. I'm sorry. Okay. It's just, this belongs nowhere in art. And I really.
What do you call that band? That looks like a sporty band.
It is. It's woven. Oh my God, my phone is buzzing, which it's not supposed to do. I live a do not disturb life. Okay, I'm humiliated.
You got to give me some tips because you know the dings for do not disturb have been the fifth character on Comedy Bang Bang.
Wait,
for the past
for real?
Year. Yes.
So despite your D&D,
despite putting it on D&D, exactly. I've been getting the dings. Yeah, I believe Brett Morris has shown me the trick. There will be no dings on this episode. That I can swear.
Remove my dings.
Remove my dings.
Necessary. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Jacqueline, it's so great to have you on the show. You are a comedian of renown.
Thank you. Great to hear.
Tell me about the show, because it took an interesting path to Netflix.
Yes.
Most Netflix specials, you take a comedian, you say, hey, do you have an hour? And they kind of go, sure. And then they barely have the hour.
That sounds lovely, though.
Maybe they have 20 minutes and the rest is filler. But your show is the real deal. It's 90 minutes. It started, of all places, off-Broadway.
Oh, my God. I know.
The Great White Way?
Yeah.
Tell us about
the Great Off-White Way, yes. I guess they call it.
The Great Taupe Way.
Yeah. It took that route because, you know, I really wanted to have a comedy special. I've been doing stand-up forever, and I wanted to go for it and have kind of like an ambitious, you know, hour plus, because obviously I couldn't contain myself to an hour. But, you know, sort of like the big show, the big special, right? The big, like, and make like
the
big
announcement.
Swing,
hey,
you know?
Here I am, world.
Yeah, despite, like, you know, having been there for 15 years, mm-hmm. you know, ish, right? But just, like, the big put it all together and really go for it. And I wanted it to be a special on a big platform like Netflix. But I didn't really feel like they were interested in that, like, you know, from me. I kind of felt like I'd been around for a while and they're kind of like, yeah, we know who you are, but you know.
Right.
It felt like
it's weird how they decide who to give specials to.
Yeah, it is weird.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's very odd.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, and it's sort of this, you know, like just this feeling of trying to get a sense of like where you stand in the minds of this abstract idea of the industry and like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I sort of switched it in my mind and was like, I have to go really hard on something. And in order to shake, like,
oh my God, hold
on.
Oh
my God.
I hear voices. I hear voices outside.
Okay, phenomenal.
Do we have a special guest arriving in studio here?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. It's the director of the special herself. Natasha Lyonne is here.
Hey, nobody knows it.
Hey,
could be anyone.
Got a little personality. Wow. Here, finally. I mean,
Captain, no personality.
Hey. I was not.
You got here at just the right time because
Jacqueline Novak.
I gotta admit, Jacqueline was struggling.
I was
no,
I was sort of.
She was trying to put a sentence together, and I was rooting for her.
Yeah,
but
I'll tell you what happened.
I leave a lot of space.
Is this a microphone? Is this, talking this?
Yeah, you got to talk
it. She could probably diagnose it before. She could diagnose without having been here for it. Probably
what would happen?
Occurring. No, me struggling to put a sentence together. With
oh, really? You? I don't really define that as your problem.
Okay,
I'd say
thank you.
Maybe the inverse.
Natasha is struggling with these headphones.
Right.
Like
everybody was
fucking
struggling.
Like Jacqueline has been struggling with the sentence.
You're fucking struggling. All right, you're both struggling. So there's fucking three people in this room not struggling. It's the three of us, all right? I'm not taking this shit from nobody today.
All right.
Hello,
talk to that,
everybody.
Talk to that
I'm
thing,
a nice person.
Yes.
Hi, pretty.
Hi.
Nice size.
I've come.
I like you
from
your looks.
The American Film Institute.
Oh, right.
Where
just,
I belong.
Okay, great.
My friends, Steven Spielberg. Sorry to drop
him.
And Meryl Streep. We're there, and it did run long.
What exactly were you doing over there at the AFI?
If I knew, I would have a whole other career. But my business is not knowing professionally.
See, this is how you get interviewed on a podcast. I don't
how
know how
you?
To. You ask me the question, and I start deeply contemplating and answering
First, hello, Scott. How are you, honey? I'm not going
to
talk like this. This is my real voice. I've just decided.
Yeah.
I'm 44, and I think it's time. Oh, to start lying about my age. Yeah.
Wait, are you just 41 now?
Thank you. That'll do. Yes, I've just turned 41.
I know someone who decided they just turned 41 themselves.
Really? Oh, really? Is that you? No. Well, congratulations to everyone here. Except for you, Novak, who's 29 next week.
Oh, yes, wow.
And
like
a big special coming out at the Thank big you. 29.
Jacqueline, would it surprise you to learn that Natasha here is joining the exclusive two-timers club?
Oh.
That's right.
Have I been here before?
Yeah, you've been on the show one time before.
Yeah.
With our good friend Jake Fogelnest.
No, wait. Yeah. First of all.
This location?
Not this location.
I am inclined to believe you over myself. Yes. That said. I remember us distinctly. Taking what became your family Christmas photo.
Yes, you were on the television show.
That
as well.
Was a television show.
That was a television show.
Okay,
yes.
And what
That's
you're
what those
telling
cameras
me
were doing.
Is there was something in between then and now.
Preceding that, I believe.
Yes, that would be between. And this isn't a contest because Novak sure. would win, just to say, if we're doing IQs. But anyway, you're saying I was on your podcast.
You were on the podcast quite a few years back.
I'm so happy we spent that time together.
Yeah. Before you got here, Natasha, we were talking about the genesis of the show. We were talking about how it was off Broadway. It became a sensation off Broadway, produced. We didn't talk about this. I'm just going to encapsulate it here, but produced by yourself, Natasha, and Mike Birbiglia. Mm-hmm. And
directed by the great John Early.
That's right, John. Yeah, he directed it.
Beautiful and, John Early. But yeah, John directed the stage show forever with
stage
you.
Show,
yeah.
Yes.
And really I directed the right Netflix there. Special. Yeah. Comes out January 23rd.
Yeah.
Coincidentally on Netflix. And. Yeah. But really, I would say that Novak is the auteur of the operation through and through.
Thanks.
I mean, like, tips to tails.
Yeah.
And she's got both.
Oh, you have tails, really?
Oh, yeah.
Tuxedo jacket.
Both toes.
A tuxedo jacket and
spats.
Right to the floor.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you about the substance of the special, because it's about... an interesting topic to myself, at least, which is, why don't you tell us exactly what it's about?
You mean say the word blowjob?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I tend to, sometimes people are like, it's about blowjobs, and I prefer saying, like, it's about the blowjob, because it makes it a little bit more like, we're talking about ideas here, people, you know? like, versus, like, blowjobs, like, I don't know. So, it's, I think it's, here's what I like. I've heard this said by others. Ostensibly, it's about the blowjob. But the true subject of Get on Your Knees is, and then there's various things. Like sometimes people are like, the finitude of language. No, really? Yes. You know, and I'm like, yeah, that's what, like, if someone says it's about the disappointing finitude of language, I get very excited. So I like to sort of have the blinking sign say blowjob, you know, man-eating chicken. Right, and then get him in the room, and
right.
it's the lure to
get you into watching the show.
I'm a little
really
I'm comfortable with
that.
with a carnival barker, kind of like basically like pitch it to the. I like to pitch it to these people over here as a sort of, you know, literary whatever. Get him in and get him laughing, and then I like to pitch it to the sort of comedy world, like get in, you know, come laugh, and then oops, I like. Well, actually, I don't want to say oops. It's disgusting. I hate that word. It's one of my least
like
favorite
about,
words.
What
you mean
you
the
like
inverse
it?
Of that, I think, right? Like bring them in with the blowjob and then hit them with the
or
the big stuff.
Oh, yeah. Or to some, bring them in with the big stuff. Like tell the theater crowd it's a dissection of language, sex and power or whatever. And
but then
come
they're
in
really,
and, ha,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and yeah. So I'm very like whoever I'm selling to today.
Right.
But
I think with this show... it's hard to say.
I suspect this audience is perfect.
So.
I think this audience is probably right in the sweet spot.
I think my audience, they're all working class people. They love their families.
You're running, aren't you?
versus the it's a funny idea.
They go to church on Sundays.
Yeah. Just like me.
I accept there is a godly spirit. There is a spiritual element to the show. I really do believe the Catholics can get behind it. I mean,
I read one review that said it was a
show for Catholics.
<It's>,
who love blowjobs.
The word ostensibly, I believe, was used, but it was ostensibly about blowjobs, but it also delves into your history and childhood and... you know,
a coming of age tale of triumph, yes, perhaps exactly. is what you read. Yes, I wrote that. Yes. I like hearing it like read back to me because I'm in those press releases.
But it's 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't focus exclusively on the topic because you diverge into
it's
other
places. It's a little red violin. I can't actually remember that like very clearly. Wasn't there a red violin finding its way through a film?
Yeah.
It's sort of
I haven't seen that one, but yeah. I think I yeah.
It's to me it's sort of a organizing theme like the blowjob in three acts or whatever. Like it's kind of like I heard about it when I was in seventh grade or so, and here's what my initial thoughts were about it. You know, I found myself arriving at the time in which it seemed I was supposed to do it, you know, sometime in high school, and then sort of my evolving thoughts about it later, you know, around sort of college and whatever. And so it's sort of like a narrative of just my thinking. You know, it's like not that much actually happens.
I will say when I first saw the show, I don't think I even clocked it was about blowjobs. And it's not that I didn't hear the word. I just, I couldn't tell. And this is no reflection on me. I definitely don't remember my first blowjob. Or my last.
The ones in between, though.
And my God, were they doozies. But weirdly, I think that I'm like so not... moved by sex as a concept.
Totally. Even like, am I. Wait, sorry, go on. But this is actually key.
Yeah.
Like, I am humiliated and confused when people are like one time a reporter, like, so penises, when did you realize they were funny? I was like, I have literally no interest in talking
that's
about
what
penises.
I guess that's what I mean. That's always, like, tricky for me, or what I'm protective about in apologies is, I guess it's such an odd thing, right? Because... it is called Get On Your Knees. It is ostensibly about a blowjob in three acts, I guess. But to me, that's not what the show, that's not what I got from it just as a viewer the first time at all. Yeah. What I got from it is like, who is this motherfucker? And how can she weave a sentence like this? And what is that fucking brain about?
Right. Well, that is something I wanted to talk about because it seems like you have a very unique style in your stand-up. It seems like so many, not even just stand-ups, but people in the world, we all use the same slang. Everyone's like proud of using all the same words. And, you know, like zaddy. And,
right.
And
Riz is in.
Riz.
Rhymes with jizz. Thanks. I'll be here for another like 8 minutes.
But, you know, like everyone just takes pride in saying everything the same exact way.
Yes.
And then your special is just such a wonderful example of someone coming out and having a unique brain where you're constructing sentences in such a way that is just very, very impressive to me. And I'm
Thank
trying
you.
To do it right now, and I'm sounding like a dumb shit. So.
Not at all. Well, as you know, I struggle to speak extemporaneously in a lot of ways because I am trying to like feel out what I'm thinking as I'm saying it. I don't know how anyone thinks something, constructs how to say it, and then says that thing. To me, that's deeply confusing.
I don't think. Yeah.
But you, I think you mentioned you were a poetry major. Is that right?
Or I was in poetry classes. I mean, in this special, I say, you know, I used to write poetry in college and whatever. I wrote other things and, you know, but that was part
no
of it.
No one writes just poetry. Yeah. You have to do a to-do list every once in a while.
What did you major in?
English writing. Oh, writing concentration. Sense. Just like, but it was, you know, it was fiction and
why
drama.
Why are you
and
so philosophical?
Without
Did
the philosophy
you do
major?
A philosophy major? Yeah.
No, but
that's
my
the one
dad's
I dropped
pretty
out
heavy on philosophy.
I see. Yeah.
And so,
what does that mean?
Well, he has a podcast called The Cunning of Geist about Hegel.
okay.
That I helped him start.
Same right. audience,
but it's self.
They're just working class people.
We're just working.
They
class
love their families,
people.
But he's you know proudly like self taught. He's like. You know,
in the podcast realm or in the philosophy realm?
Both. But in the philosophy realm. So I think there were a lot of books lying around growing up and I would sort of read them. And I don't
That's
know.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
Lying
find
around.
My way through them. And so I think and ask him about whatever he was reading. And so I think that's sort of where that part comes from. But the thing about
the constructing of the language and the way that you write the jokes is just very impressive. And it's it's very unique. And a lot of the thoughts in there are thoughts that you would, I always love it when I'm watching something, someone with a very unique brain where I go, oh, I would never hear that thought. Maybe the genesis of the thought other people could think of, but I would never hear it just said in that way. It's always great. It's wonderful to hear.
No, that's phenomenal. That makes me very happy.
You seem happy.
No, I'm just trying to draw. That's me at my happiest.
Never not thinking.
I'm never so happy.
But I would say that is the part that I identified with right away. Is you know, as a toll booth philosopher, that's a term.
Are you working the toll booth, or you're passing through it?
As a hobo philosopher, riding the rails. I think immediately that's what I clicked into with Novak, without really sort of even hearing the blowjobs, which were, you know, coming fast and furious. Yeah. And I was really like, who the fuck? Like, what is of what this brain is up to in there, and like what kind of a soul constructs this kind of thing, and how can that person be so fucking funny? Like, it was just making me laugh so hard that somebody was that sort of heady and like just fucking that the brain was just going like boom, 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 boom. I don't think I'd seen personally somebody, you know, that sharp in some time.
Well, it is, not only is it 90 minutes, which is more than an hour, but it's also jam packed with language. So it's what I was trying to say before like, you'll get comedians who barely have 20 minutes doing an hour because they just stretch everything out. And you're like, just going, 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 going.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah. That's part of why I go really fast. And it's like to stay. It's like a bicycle, you know, if like you slow down to like nothing, it falls over. Like you got to keep pedaling to not, you know, it's like.
That's not been my experience with bicycles.
I guess you can coast, right? There's truth about coasting, but
we've all just been so used to people just putting out these specials and being like, okay, you're funny. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I agree with that sentiment of a radical act, a big swing. It's like, for me, it's almost, I think I experience everything that we do is like music on some level. And it's almost like when seeing Novak for the first time, I was like, whoa, I really am hearing it. Then maybe that's what you mean by the spiritual, like the music of the spheres, of like my brain is just going on a lot of levels and also doing what I believe is the most spiritual act, which is like doubled over laughing, which to me seems like the only place where you truly lose yourself in this life. Like it's the only genuinely unselfconscious thing we've got where, and it can happen with like the taxi driver, it happens at the deli, it happens with your pals, whatever. But when you're suddenly just like fucking doubled over laughing and then your brain stops working for a second, even though you're talking about like, you know, it's like, I got to fucking break up. I'm being, oh, whatever. It's like, the stakes have never been high. I'm dying. I'm telling you, it's a necessary suicide. Yeah. And suddenly you're doubled over and it's like you've touched a third space, like some other layer ether opens up, and so anyway, I experience it kind of as music, and I love that there's that thing of not the same old thing, and not that the old thing is a bad thing or a good thing. It's a sort of agnostic thing, but to really see it and sort of like have your self sprung wide awake is very exciting and rare, I think.
Well, get on your knees. Out tonight, if you're listening to this, the day it comes out. Out now, if you're not.
Yes.
We need to take a break, if that's okay. When we come back...
Oh, we'll pee right here on these microphones.
When we come back, we're going to have a toy maker or seller, I don't know, and a rock and roll legend. This is an exciting show. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jacqueline Novak is here. Get on Your Knees, out on Netflix tonight. And Natasha Lyonne is here, the director of said special. And she has put on her sunglasses.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, now I can even text message. You know what I mean?
Now it's you can relax.
Act two, baby.
Yeah, exactly. We're in B block. This is where the stars get to relax.
Are you kidding me? I'm taking a picture here in portrait mode of my two flumes. Sure. It's my comedy special coming out, My Two Flumes.
My Two Flumes.
Yeah. And
out on Tubi.
You know, these little babies.
Especially with the way her hands hold things.
Yeah, thank you.
Jacqueline and Natasha taking pictures. pictures of each other.
Well, and you, young skin, and you, my old friend.
A huge part. Sorry.
I want photo approval of that.
Yeah. Oh, don't
her
worry.
Her fingers tapping the screen, a monitor, like with her fingernails, the back of her hand, right? Just going.
You like
it's
that?
It's a huge part. Love it. It's a huge part of you as a director.
Oh, thank you. When I go like this?
No, other way, like this. Like you're like,
oh, tap,
like,
tap,
see
tap.
This right here? This is, can we give it
oh,
more
I go like
can
this with my knuckle.
Can we get yeah, a close-up
oh, yeah. I'm a knuckle director. I learned yeah. that from Stallone. I'm Rocky.
Well, it's time to get to our next guest.
Yes.
You know him from Melissa and Doug's Toys. Please welcome Doug.
Hi.
Hi. How
Thanks.
Are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks hey. For having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. This is Jacqueline. This
Hi,
is hey. Natasha.
Hey, Natasha.
Oh, hello.
Nice
make
to meet
toys?
You. Well, yeah. Yeah,
yeah are you a toy maker or are you a toy seller?
Well, I don't physically make them, but my wife, Melissa, and I founded Melissa and Doug's Toys.
I know it so well. I remember when it came out. It was yeah. like... I mean, sorry.
Oh, no, yeah. No,
getting right in there. But
yeah, no.
It was like the wooden, it was like
wooden,
these are quality wooden.
Quality educational toys.
Yeah.
Puzzles, play sets, all sorts of things like that. Just.
I guess I don't know it all that well. Where exactly, is this a shop or is this a company?
You buy them in stores, like almost anything else. It's not its own store.
Not like almost anything. I mean, there's plenty of things you can't buy in stores.
Like what?
Thank you, Natasha.
Like people?
Wow. I don't know.
Wow. You went there.
Andrew Tate might disagree. Yeah, I fucking dropped it.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Deep cut. Dark. I went to the dark web, kids.
But
not
but,
my yeah. bag, to clarify. Don't. No pull quotes, please.
So, yeah, I guess you could say I'm the Andrew Tate of toys in a lot of ways.
No. Honey, don't do it. Don't. It's bad.
Oh,
it's toys.
Yeah, I don't know if you know who he is.
Well,
you
I'm want, just going yeah. along with
I know,
it.
You're trying to go
help.
Along. It's all right. Yeah. But you don't want to be
children
the Andrew Tate of anybody.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. Anyway, but you make or you have toys made, you design the toys. What do you
well,
do in
no,
the process? I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, we started the business because we had children and we wanted to have more educational toys that like stood the test of time. They weren't just cheap plastic things that broke.
That look hideous in the home.
Exactly. Yeah. They make noises and they flash, and we just got sick of that. And like, you know, Melissa was so good at designing those things and just coming up with these ideas.
What are some of the toys that you, because I have a-
Are you familiar with puzzles?
I am.
Thank you, Natasha.
Sorry to yell. I found where the mic is.
Them.
This is my voice. I'm 27. I love puzzles.
Yeah,
I do crossword puzzles, spelling bee, Wordle, connections.
This is a little more like
duo
banana in a banana shape.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I don't do those.
Exactly.
like a six-parter.
Farm animals,
right?
And you'll be like, which one, where does the cow go? No, that's the shape of a horse. They're very difficult for 2 to 3-year-olds,
right.
And
right.
good for 4-year-olds.
I see.
And you know what? It just really took off in a way that was amazing. And then we sold Melissa and Doug's. I don't know if you know that. You know, Doug can design
guys
toys
wait,
too. No, we're still together. Oh. I love her so much. Oh. She's the light of my life. But as a business entity, she wanted to do other things. And I was like, I'm still doing toys. So I'm making
What is Melissa up to, if you don't mind?
She has a wellness company now that she runs. Just
Are
trying
you
to,
serious?
Yes.
I don't need that. what?
You're not interested in the wellness space?
No, I'm just so well already.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But I guess radiance. It would be about how to maintain that wellness.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so
with
what
toys.
Doug,
yeah.
What can Doug do that isn't what you sold? You know what I mean?
Great question. Yeah. And what I'm learning is it's very hard to do without Melissa. She was
the brains of the operation.
Yeah, you know what? Business and creative. I think she was pulling the cart because I'm
Yeah, what did Doug do in the previous business?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was there.
It was Melissa and Doug. It was named after you.
Melissa
so,
and Doug.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Uh-huh.
So you had that, but you didn't
Well, I had an office.
Oh, okay.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun to have an
it
office.
It was good to have an office. You know, I could go there and I could sit around.
It's not always easy to explain to others on the outside.
Maybe you were a sounding board on which the ideas would...
Well, I think we kind of like bounced off each other a lot, and it was just so like nice to do that. Now I'm realizing kind of on my own and having this own thing, it's too hard. I don't like it.
What are some of the toys you've come up with?
Well, yeah, you know, it just turns out I don't really know what kids like. The first thing we did was a play set where a kid could pretend to be the editor-in-chief of Interview Magazine.
See, I like that. but that's almost like I would want that now.
Yeah, kids didn't care for it. You know, it was just, and it would be too small for you now because there's a small child's minimalist glass desk.
Yeah, a standing desk?
A standing desk with a phone, and you just have a bunch of proofs of potential covers with the Strokes on it. And in my mind...
Did it come with a little Andy Warhol wig?
Yeah, you got a little Andy Warhol wig. I thought, oh, kids will love it. They'll sit there and they'll be like yelling out, be like, Kushner canceled and Karl Lagerfeld's dead. Get me someone else. We got to fill 10 pages.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just didn't work. And it was, I think the $900.
Which Kushner?
Tony. Anyway, we also had an at-home pet euthanasia kit that was thought would be useful.
Now that I like.
You know what? That one was geared right towards you, and I thought we'd get a reaction. And that's, you know, that's
still nothing. It's a kit in order to actually perform the act?
Just pretend. Just to pretend to
prepare
them. I'm
sorry. Human euthanasia, you're right?
Euthanasia.
Oh, I don't like it again. Okay. I'm sorry.
So you liked it when it was human euthanasia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But not kids.
Right.
Grown-ups. Grown-ups.
I just thought, come on, you know, because it's just, it's just hard to run a business.
Right.
You know, everyone here knows that. Everyone knows it's hard to just...
We all have businesses. We all at least loan out companies.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think of us all as little mom and pop shops, personally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think of that, too. And again, when we sold Melissa and Dove, we sold it for $950 million, but I still consider us bit of a 100%.
Serious. Right. Congratulations.
Why do you need to do anything else?
Just to fill the days.
Yeah. What did you do with the money investment-wise? I'm taking notes.
Well, investment-wise, I mainly put it into Doug Can Do It 2 toys.
I might have missed that.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the company?
That's the name of the company. Doug Can Do It 2.
I was going to ask. Scared to ask.
No, you can ask me anything.
Doug Can Do It 2.
Doug Can Do It 2. Because people were saying, like, Melissa's so great. And, you know, I love her so much and I tried to keep it in check, but the jealousy did start to bubble up. And I was like, this is going to be toxic in our relationship.
Right.
So I need to prove myself. And then what I've proven to myself is I can't do it.
Right.
I just can't do it.
Form of proof that it takes a certain... you know, ego strength to be able to even recognize and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it does feel bad.
Really?
It feels bad.
Like all the time?
All the time. Yeah, every moment, every waking moment feels bad and my dreams are bad. Yeah.
So you sunk $475 million into this company?
A little bit more because we have a joint account and Melissa's very supportive.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow. But her company's doing well?
Her company's doing great. Gangbusters. People love Melissa. People really love Melissa.
Did that surprise you? Like, did you, when you guys first got together... Did you kind of think it was...
If you met her, you know what? You would be like, you couldn't be more surprised. You couldn't be less surprised that people love her.
Yeah.
What I was surprised by was that... it's not that people don't like me. It's fully ambivalent.
It feels like your formula is adult things done for kids. And I think kids just want to be kids.
Yeah, I know. But we've kind of covered that, right?
Like I know. Melissa and Doug did all of that. Would you be in like a contract violation if you were... Because you have a non-compete clause,
Clause for the $950 million. So I have to pay
find
it all
your
back
own angle.
If there's any overlap.
Oh,
what if you pivot to them for... They're for adults.
Yeah, because I think it would be fun. Like
a play set for adults. Like, I'm interested in that. I don't think I'd want it scaled up. I mean, I think
Ricky
I'd want about 75% of my size.
Yeah, so you feel like...
I don't
know. You just feel like, this
something
is great.
There's something to it that keeps it like a toy.
What did you say the price point was on these things?
Well, yeah, the EIC thing, the Interview Magazine was
$900.
$900,
that's too much.
It is too much.
Yeah, Jacqueline, would you pay $900 for this? I mean...
Oof, big money.
I mean, no, I wouldn't if it was for a kid.
No, if it was for 75%
for an adult,
of an adult.
For an adult?
You would buy an adult $1,000 gift after taxes.
No, I wouldn't buy it for them. I'm talking about for me, maybe.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
I could see getting into kind of like... I don't know. That's a lot still. Plastic based?
No.
Or are you? Is it wood?
No. These are all wood.
Still working in wood. That was not
still
in a non-compete
in
clause?
No, you can use wood and it's all mahogany.
Okay, yeah, you can.
Okay, mahogany.
Yeah, it's nice.
Now,
versus the blonde wood of Melissa and Doug days.
Yes, absolutely. We got
what?
Melissa and Doug,
I'm so glad you're here.
Melissa and Doug days.
I know nothing about this stuff.
I literally thought you said Inside Llewellyn Davis and I thought never seen it. can I ask a question? Do you make them by hand?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, I don't. My hands are far too shaky. They're not very good for
this. Why do you have shaky hands?
I'm just nervous all the time. Gushing sweat, shaking all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You seem like a nervous guy. Honestly, I hear you talking. I'm sort of like, what does Melissa see in you?
Well, you know what? I ask her that every night before we fall asleep.
Every night?
And you know what she says? Honey. She says, I see you. And that lets me calm down for five minutes.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful? And then, and then the dreams, the bad dreams come back. Whoa, almost.
Yeah.
There's always a spill at the party. He almost dropped his water, but you can't, you know, there's always a spill at the party is what I always heard. Yep. So
yeah. And may as well be the guy that spills it. Now, do you have clammy hands? Honey.
Yes, very clammy.
Yes.
What do, why is that, do you think?
You know what? I don't know. I think it's genetic. I remember my dad's hands being very clammy.
Did he drop you as a child?
No, but my mom did.
Oh.
Yeah, my dad has a very sturdy hand, but my mom did not.
Clammy hand.
Sturdy, clammy. Well, I think he overcompensated because they were so sturdy because he was like, it's going to slip right out. So he holds on. One time my mom did drop me down three stone steps. Three stone steps. It's a story I've heard my whole life.
No, that's interesting when they like to clarify that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why do they keep telling you it was stone? You know
I think to know that I could be dead.
Right.
Yeah, so I think they wanted, it's not like a carpeted, nice 80s sort of thing. No, these are three stone steps.
Right.
I'm
are
so
you
sorry.
Dead, honey?
Excuse me?
Are you dead?
Yeah, you're not a ghost right now, right? You're not haunting us?
Well, I don't know. It's possible that all of you aren't aware that you're in sixth sense situations or that all of us are ghosts and this is our purgatory.
Right. I mean, when I hear Melissa every night says, I see you, it kind of makes me think that you're non-corporeal the rest of the day. Or
I like where this is going.
Yeah, sort of, I see you.
I'm now invested. You've officially piqued my area of interest.
Yeah, you know, now that you think about this, does clarify a lot of things. It does seem like, you know, as she's never, it feels like she's looking through me when she says it.
Yeah, can I ask, like, did she break off the Melissa and Doug partnership because you no longer exist?
Right, did you die and that's why it's...
Well, I mean, I never had to sign anything. And
that said
the lawyers
alive?
Who would never talk directly to me were saying things like, well, we have to dissolve it now because legally.
Yeah,
was there an urn involved at the time?
Well, there's a pretty jar, but I don't know if it was an urn.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful
Were the
jar.
Words power of attorney ever brought up?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Doug, I think you're dead.
I think you're dead,
You
Doug.
All think I'm dead?
Well, I think so.
Who am I to think
I can't
anything.
Believe that. This is how I find out. Like, I'm a fan of all your work. And
I
guess if I had to find out, like, this is...
It's always nice to have dead fans. They say that
and it's gonna, you know, it's coming for everyone. So
Yeah.
And it's gonna turn around for you, Buster.
I believe
how so?
It.
I'm coming back?
Well, you know, there's theories. I mean, right? They get these ice caps out of the fucking thing the parasites release. The next thing you know, the dead are undead and so on. We've seen it before.
Yeah. Hell freezes over or hell is full.
Yeah.
Do you hope to finish your unfinished business, whatever it is, and then eventually go to hell?
Well, but now hold on. I feel like there's a big assumption there that I.
I assumed. I mean,
I don't think you have to.
Scott,
I don't think
you go to hell.
Did you accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior?
Ish.
Yeah, you're going to hell.
Did you accept
Lucifer?
Well, yes, but like you know, I didn't want to lock myself into just one of them. You know what I mean?
Okay. Ish
but,
to both.
Yeah, I was like, why not? I'm kind of one of those guys who in school was friends with everybody. I wasn't in a class.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're going to hell.
What's your favorite kind of music
to say about? So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, look, Doug, we have to take a break, but you as a ghost, you have nothing but time. Can you stick around?
Oh, I might be haunting your house. So
electronic
I guess.
Voice, electronic voice phenomena. That's what we got going on.
Yes,
here.
Exactly.
That's right.
We're catching it right here on our microphones.
This is a big deal.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more from Doug. He'll still be haunting the podcast. We'll have more Jacqueline Novak. We'll have more Natasha Lyonne. Plus, we have a rock and roll legend. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Never made that sound.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Jacqueline Novak. Get
Jesus
on your knees.
Jesus Christ.
my apologies.
Novak Djokovic.
Jacqueline Novak. No, I said that right. We also have Natasha Lyonne here, and we have Doug, the former toy maker, now ghost.
Yes, now I'm a ghost.
And you've accepted it really
well.
Because
you know,
might not be.
I mean, like, I feel like a ghost can't be held to their debts. I have been in a lot of debt. I made some bad businesses, so if I'm a ghost now, what are they going to do about it?
Okay, that's a good point. Although I guess they could sue Melissa.
Oh my God, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, anyway. But we need to get to our next guest. She's a rock and roll legend. Please welcome for the first time on the show, Jenny Power.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Scott.
Pleasure.
Great to be back on the show.
First time, actually.
No, I was on it a long time ago, before you were the host, even.
Oh, the pre-Scott years?
Yeah. It was, who was it? It was Johnny.
Oh yeah, John. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Those. I mean, we barely even remember those years. They were so long ago. But it's wonderful to have you back on Comedy Bang Bang.
Man, it's great to be back.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, man.
You're a rock and roll legend.
That's true.
I'm not quite sure that I've heard. I don't know. Maybe
you don't know Jenny Power. Come on,
Jenny Power.
You know, guys.
Well, we all remember, of course. I was the lead singer of the Screaming Chickens.
The Screaming Chickens. Oh, okay.
I thought you said the lead sea monster.
I was the lead sea monster of the Screaming Chickens. It was fucking groovy, man. We did a lot of shit I don't remember, but yeah.
But the stuff you do, I would imagine, is crazy.
Blew your mind. But yes, band broke up due to allegations. So,
really?
Yeah.
Allegations of impropriety?
No, sorry. Allegations.
Oh.
He was our manager. It just didn't work out. But he touched a lot of people, so it was,
I see. Okay.
It was no good, but yeah.
I'm glad you got out from under his thumb.
Yeah, you know, it was good for a while. You know, I did a few other bands, you know.
Yeah.
It was, you know, San Francisco, man.
Oh, yeah, wow. San Francisco.
You can't even imagine.
It was San Francisco, man.
Yeah.
Really?
I went there a couple of times.
Yeah, groovy.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't hear any music when I was there, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me neither. I crossed the
Golden Gate Bridge.
That's pretty groovy.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. That's awesome. You know, it's a bummer you didn't catch any of my bands, you know,
through all the years,
you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I really have never heard of any of your bands. The Screaming...
Screaming Chickens.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like I've heard of that. I mean, I know nothing. I'm so in my own world, but I've definitely heard of that.
You might have heard my project after that. It was Jenny Power and the Big Time Boys.
That sounds like I feel like I know what that is.
It was me and a bunch of groovy cats. It was Pepper, Felix, Oreo, Frisky, you know.
Yeah.
They couldn't play any instruments. They kind of just roam around on the stage.
So they were cats. They were cool cats, though, right?
They were groovy.
A little bit of both?
Hep cats. Huh.
Yeah. They would just kind of roam around. I'd be barefoot, and we'd all kind of just like meow around. And then,
right. How long did they live?
What happened? You got into some sort of hippie phase. What happened to you?
You know, it just like... It got swept up, man. It was the fucking 60s, right? You know, the fucking... That was it.
You look amazing.
Yeah, I gotta say. You do.
Thanks
Unbelievable.
So much. Yeah, you know, I brine myself every night.
Oh.
They say that's
what is
the
that?
Thing.
Yeah. That's okay.
And you gotta drink it, and you gotta douse yourself, yeah. And you gotta sleep in it.
Like a pickle, you know?
So you
a
get
pickle
can
last for years. You just stick it in the brine, so I sleep in it every night.
Mm. Like, is it a liquid or is it a dry brine, like with a turkey? Like, how do you do it?
No, liquid. Like, what do they call those tanks you go in?
Yeah, flotation, sensory deprivation.
Yeah, tanks.
No problem.
Yeah. I'll come to you next time. Yeah.
Good with words.
Yeah. I just sort of float in the brine and
that's great. You're obviously preserved. I mean, you look fantastic for a woman.
I remember you when you were a cucumber, baby.
Thank you. Man, we had some wild days.
The shit we did.
The shit we did.
And didn't do.
Yeah. And didn't do. I would say the list of the shit we didn't do was shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm just some dumb asshole that doesn't know
Melissa's
toys.
I'm
not familiar with your work. Maybe you could, you know...
Scott's running for office, so you should probably tell him.
Well, if you want, I can sing you a little something, because I was about to announce my big tour.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Coming love it. Back, that would,
from a rock and roll legend, as described?
You know... This is going to be an amazing project for me, and I've been out for a while, and this is going to be my Jenny Back in Power tour.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's
perfect.
Yeah,
great.
We're doing
branding.
A kickoff show at Silver Lake Lounge, so
okay, good
it's going to be fucking major.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Silver Lake Lounge.
So you want?
I just want to show everybody, like, I still got it, you know, like, I can sing just like the old days.
Yeah.
People say my voice is gone, but I don't
know. I mean, it's definitely raspy, but... But maybe it was originally. I'm not familiar with your work.
My first word was dad, like that.
Oh, like a raspy gangster saying dad.
Yeah, dad.
Yeah, the voice isn't gone. The voice is.
It's just
sort of
stayed consistent.
Yeah.
So you have a song.
I'll sing a little song, and if you guys know it, you know, feel free to sing along.
Sure. Okay.
It's a new song, but sure.
No, it's an old song.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
You sure? I don't know if you want to kind of pipe in.
You guys know this one, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know this was you.
Well, I'm covering it.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
I did
first.
Okay.
Oh. Here we go. So that's just a tasting.
Sorry, I wanted to join in, but I got too shy.
I would say it barely qualifies as a taste. You really weren't singing all that much.
I liked it.
You have an audience in Ghosts here.
Yeah. You didn't think I was singing?
Well, I mean, you were kind of mumbling. Is that safe to say?
I mean, a song is whatever comes out of a songbird's mouth. You know what I mean? And that's songbird.
I guess so.
Thank you.
You know,
maybe I'm not in the right headspace.
Sort of American Idol. You know, that's over, right? Right? You can find that kind of voice a dime a dozen.
Sure,
every town's got one.
Some would say that a song is only as good as the singer itself.
Who?
And,
who would say that?
Scott. I guess
Melissa
me.
Okay. Well, they just say that.
Okay, you're right.
Running for governor or president?
I'll get to one of these. Don't you worry.
I love it.
I'm so glad, by the way, you're taking a glass of water.
sorry about my cough. I've had it since, I don't even remember, you know, back in the day, Jimi Hendrix bet me I couldn't choke on a marble. Joke's on him.
Yeah,
$10 is still rattling around in there.
Yeah. As long as it's still rattling around.
Do you know Jimi Hendrix?
Me?
Yeah.
Never
crossed paths?
No, I don't think
not
so. But
yet?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
How long have you been a ghost, by the way?
That's a great question. And as soon as I'm home, I'm going to try and figure that out.
When were you born?
I was born in 1912. I remember being in my 40s. Yeah.
Okay, so I think you're dead
really
for now.
Like
60 years.
Yeah, you've been dead a while.
Yeah, this is a huge day for me because so many pieces are slotting in. And
so
I,
he
kind of
dropped
here.
In for the Melissa and Doug years? Because I've heard about that. A soul can drop in
really
someone else's experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if Melissa's still alive, to be honest.
Aww. She's definitely alive. Yeah, okay. She's definitely alive. She's beautiful.
Wow, what's it like, man?
Being dead?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know until now it was different. So it's a lot. It's very similar. You still have bad business decisions. You still have to drive places. I have a car.
This sounds
what
bad.
Kind of car?
You have a car?
Yeah, I have a car. You know what? And you're gonna make fun of me. I got a Tesla, and I got it early before I realized there's all this baggage with it.
Right.
But now I'm realizing I think it drives itself. I don't think I'm driving the car.
Yeah, it's a self-driving Tesla.
Yeah, it just drives. I just get into it, and it drives. So yeah.
And you've been in a lot of accidents.
It's always on fire. So I just get another one.
Yeah.
How do I get the cars? I don't know.
I think you're just floating into them.
Other people's things. Are
I think you're stealing them, man.
Ghosts can't steal.
That's a good point.
I don't think that's
in the
true.
Bible.
That's only what
occupy.
I always say.
Yeah.
Ghosts can't steal. Mm-hmm. I have that bumper.
Well, Jenny, you have a big show coming up.
Yeah, I got a big show, Soul Lake Lounge.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you do mainly covers that you did originally?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, when in the early 2000s. Marble.
Please take as much time as you need to cough. And
that marble's still in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a marble. I thought it was a Marlboro.
Jimi Hendrix is.
Yeah.
That's a different image.
Yeah. Marble. Sorry, my marble came loose. Oh, hold on. My marble came loose for a second.
Oh, hold on. You can actually talk normal.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Hurry up. Let's try to say it. Hold on. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, you hear that?
You got this.
Fresh.
Yeah, feel it. Feel it, baby.
You got it.
Here we go.
Billy Ray was a preacher, so that I would come when I come alone. Oh, every time I would be coming to me, I would have a way we was walking.
Okay.
I'm realizing the issue is I don't know the words.
The words, yeah.
I think that's more the issue.
You're not saying any of the consonants.
Yeah.
It's like listening to an Ariana Grande song.
Yeah, it's not so much the voice that's the problem. Yeah. I got to learn the words.
You know, I thought you said continents. I didn't. I just wanted to be there.
You didn't say one continent in that whole song.
Incontinent.
Well, my one suggestion is before your big show, learn a few of the words, at least the chorus, maybe.
Honey, do your thing. Yeah, all right. Yeah. It's been
72 years.
Thank you.
Natasha. Rocking it out with your cocker it out.
Thank
you know what
you.
I mean?
You see me.
Well, guys, you know what I see is it's time to do our last final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs. Here we go. Plurgs. All right, that was Plurgs by, who was that by? By Josh Strupp. Thank you so much, Josh Strupp. That was our plugs theme. If you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. You can be famous for a week. And Josh, you are famous for a week. And what are we plugging? Obviously, Jacqueline, it's your week to shine.
Get on your knees on Netflix and come get some merch on jokesnovak.com once you finish the special and say, how do I take a little piece of this home with me?
What kind of merch are you? T-shirts?
And, t-shirts, sweatshirts.
Hats?
I got some hats.
Whoa.
She's got a lot of iCarumba stuff.
Dropped some new merch. I got a classic. I'm going to drop some new merch.
I first found out about
because
of the merch
list, baby.
Cart.
Okay, this is
some groovy cat came into my shop and said, you got to check out this merch cart.
Yeah, Novak's really? Famous. Novak's Famous merch cart. Comes with me everywhere I go.
Are you also selling like bootleg Simpsons merch there? Like,
I've seen Axe do very well with that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel right for me.
Okay. I understand that, being, you know, tenor of your act.
Yeah, there was a bunch of cowabunga dudes, but you cut them.
I simplified and narrowed the cost.
Any
of
Calvin
transport.
Peeing on, you know, things?
Yeah.
Stickers or anything like that?
I moved that slowly away. I phased it out.
It was mostly a skateboarding show before the blowjobs got involved. Yes. Right. Yeah.
So a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah.
Natasha, what are you plugging here? Obviously, look, a big week coming up for you. Poker Face nominated
what?
For...
That'll be over. I'm sorry, space time. But the only thing I care about in my life is the baby Novak. So that's...
That's right. So you're seeding all your plugs over there.
Honey, January 10th and 23rd, which is today. Okay. It's 2024. You don't have to tell me twice. Did I think it was 2025? Sure. Is it that on me? As usual. But here in January 23rd of 2024, Jacqueline Novak, Get On Your Knees on Netflix. .org.edu.
Sure. Wherever you get your Netflix.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And Doug, anything you want to plug? I mean, you're a ghost.
I'm a ghost. So, I guess just check me out in hell.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you there. Right next door to Hitler?
Yep.
666 Satan Lane. Yeah. Right. That's a Jake Fogelmesh joke.
Oh, really? Okay. And Jenny Power, you have your show coming up.
My upcoming tour.
Any other things you want to plug? Any media that you're a fan of?
I saw this show. I was up late. I saw this show on Adult Swim called Three Busy Debras.
That's a good show. I've seen that show.
That made me laugh.
Three Busy Debras.
Yeah, I said those girls
incredible.
Are crazy.
I am hot for that show.
They're
going to freak out to know you're a fan of that.
Legitimately insane women.
I'd love it.
Yeah,
and they're busy really cool. as hell.
Yeah, they are Debras. Busy. Yeah, and there's three of them.
Yeah.
So like the title does not lie.
Yeah,
they all got brown hair too. Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Wow, Get On Your Knees, Three Busy Debras.
And I'll plug Get On Your
and
Knees.
Hell.
And Hell.
Some wonderful things to plug.
All right, fucking A.
I want to plug, head over to cbbworld.com and you can check out such shows as my other movie show, Scott Hasn't Seen. We also have The Neighborhood Listen. We have CBB Presents with Hey Randy and This Book Changed My Life and so many other shows.
And now CBD oil on all the
CBD
CBB
oil,
products,
we're doing CBD,
right?
CBD.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, it's an incredible time for merch. Also, look, we're doing a show at the Netflix Is a Joke Fest on May 9th. I think there's still like 20 tickets available for it, but head over to...
Not after this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Head over to netflixisajokefest.com or something like that. You can find the information wherever you want. Just look it up. All right. Let's close up the old...
Oh, and let's plug
yes. Oh, what
Google.
Are we plugging?
Google.
Google.
Always important. Lift up because that's where you'll find the information.
Why are you wasting your time on Bing?
Yeah.
Head over to Google.
I got to get there and make sure that they get some noise. Google. Apple.
Google.com.
Google.
All right.
Open the blocks. What is it? What is it? Open the blocks, bag, please. I wanna hear all your
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that was Empty Plug Bag by Phantom Mohawk. Thank you so much to Phantom Mohawk. Boy, these remixes have been great. We're at the beginning of the year, and the last two we've heard have been amazing. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Jacqueline, wonderful special. I really enjoyed watching it.
Thanks
and getting
so
to know your point of view. And I hope to see the next one.
Yes.
Not too soon.
Yeah.
Like, don't put one out next week.
Yeah.
Because I think that would...
Couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks later. Yeah. That's
get on the road. Make some money on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Get one together.
Wonderful to have you on. And maybe someday you'll join the Two Timers Club. Much like our other guest, Natasha. So great to see you again.
I honestly, it's always a thrill. I really am so charmed that your Christmas card is me dressed as you and you as yourself.
Yes.
And us as your family.
Yes.
Photo.
A few years back when Natasha was on my show as
yes.
my single white female stalker
yes,
who dressed
welcome.
Up like me, we got a picture of my wife and you and I, and
yes.
we set our Christmas card out as the three of us.
Yes, and it really, it brings good. Me deep joy.
Yes.
And
that's
I want
special.
You to know that.
Thank you very much. Well, it's great to see you again. And Jenny Power, so wonderful to meet you. Good luck with that show, and good luck with learning all these lyrics.
Hey,
you got a lot,
so
to
much,
a lot to learn.
Hey, I'll learn from the best, huh?
That's great advice.
I'm pointing at Jacqueline.
Yeah, of course. And then Doug.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, you know,
hey,
you know
what?
Thanks
hey.
For having me. Oh, yeah, descended.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, this was our unfinished
descended.
Business?
Descended.
Really? All right. We'll see you next time. I guess
all
not
right.
you, Doug. But we'll
hey, I'm
going to
jump in that portal.
No,
no, stay with us, Natasha.
Let's all
stay
go.
With us. Oh, no. We're all being sucked in.
No.
Thanks. Bye.